Looking ahead to next week, the White House announced today that President Biden will not hold a press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin following their summit, as his predecessor did at the last summit in 2018.
He just said it's not Russia.
In a statement, the Biden White House suggested Putin can't be trusted to tell the truth in such a setting. Quote, a solo press conference is the appropriate format to clearly communicate with the free press the topics that were raised in the meeting, especially in areas where we have significant concerns. In a new interview, Putin said the Russia-U.S. relationship has hit a low point.
President Biden, of course, is radically different from Trump because President Biden is a career man. He has spent virtually his entire adulthood in politics. And it is my great hope that, yes, there are some advantages, some disadvantages, but there will not be any impulse-based movements on behalf of the sitting U.S. president.
As the G7 talks draw to a close here, the leaders were treated to a dramatic flyover emphasizing the red, white, and blue. Tomorrow, the president and the first lady will take tea with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle before he flies across the English Channel for a NATO summit on Monday in Brussels. Adriana?